Hi, Funny Bunny.
Hi, Naked Ninja.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 7 of If You'd Ask Us K-Pop Podcast.
Yay!
Today, we're going to talk about some debuts and comebacks, a German host that compared BTS to COVID-19 and got fire because of it, all the bullying allegations and accusations and rumors that you've been hearing all around. And finally, Chanyeol came out of his hiding to apologize, to say he's sorry.
Or not.
Or not, exactly. To apologize or not.
Okay, let's hit it.
So, segment one, news. What do we have? What happened in the world of K-pop this week?
Well, as we have been doing our random recording last time, I think we had quite the news to go through. But, well, let's start with a quick round of news. First thing, let's go for a dating thing. Guess what? It's the new year and someone is being outed for dating. And this time it's Blackpink's Jennie and Big Bang's G-Dragon. What do you think?
Well, I think I heard that in the beginning of the year, Dispatch decided to... There was an article that said Dispatch decided to stop breaking out news of people dating, no? First things first.
So, yeah, well, it's already February, okay? It's not the new year anymore.
I see. Oh, I misread the... Well, I don't know. How old are they? How old are both of them?
I don't know. I think, okay, no, I'm not saying what I think Blackpink's Jennie looks like. It doesn't matter. If they want to date, they can date. I really don't care.
Yeah, sure.
Chukahe.
Why not?
Congratulations.
They've been dating 4 years. She's 25. Okay, yeah, whatever. Sure.
Let them date.
Let them date.
Then,
yeah.
What else is there? So, for Tierra Girls, so there's Chiyeon and she's getting death threats.
Tierra is a girl group that existed back in the day.
Yeah, 2000. Yeah. I don't know when they debuted. 10? 9?
10, something
I don't
like
know.
This.
In any case, so she gets death threats. And actually, I think that sucks. What with the stalkers? I think another girl of them also has a stalker that recently invaded her house. What the hell? I hope that the police can do something about that. But yeah, it's a bit tricky with the stalking and stuff like that and online stuff. So then, oh my girl, Tiwa, she had V live streaming, I think, recently. And then she has been getting weird messages in the chat asking her for like what kind of underwear she's wearing and stuff like that. And so I like that she called them out. So she basically said their names, like their IDs, and said, "Excuse me, Mr. blah 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 blah, why do you want to know what I'm wearing under my clothes?" And stuff like that. So go for it. Don't be harassed.
Good job, you
don't
are.
Stay silent.
Mm-hmm.
And then what else? Ah, yeah. FX's Luna, she has established her own entertainment agency. So, yeah, congratulations.
I was not even aware of this. Like, I didn't hear anything about Luna for a while. But I'm happy for her.
Yeah, I think Luna is one of these artists that is underrated or sadly forgotten these days. I mean, she has been one of the vocalists in SM and then... I mean, for FX already, they have been treated quite shitty, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah, so I'm looking forward for whatever she's doing with her new agency.
Me too.
And then, SHINee fulfilled Lee Jonghyun's wish from 5 years ago with their newest merchandise. What is this about?
Well, seems like a few years ago, Jonghyun mentioned that his sister went to a SHINee concert, I think. And then they had cups as their merchandise, if I remember correctly.
Like beer mugs or something like this?
Yeah, mugs
as
merchandise. And he said one day he wanted to have that too. And well, guess what? With this late album, in a collaboration with Jinro, which is a brand for soju, they created these SHINee is back, Jinro x SHINee merchandise thing, which is quite cute, yeah. I think.
I think they've been sold out completely with these already. It's like,
yeah,
weird.
I can totally understand. I mean, I would have totally gotten one myself.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's a nice thing, and yeah.
It's a nice gesture, that's true.
Yep. Okay, then let's head to some comeback and debut news.
Tell me.
Quick thing, so 2PM is rumored to be back soonish, but then I've been reading that article of Taekyeon talking about the comeback, and he says he thinks they still need some more time. So I'm guessing it's not going to be in the beginning of this year, I feel, because obviously they all have quite different styles of music, and they want to bring everyone in, and they want to work something nice out with all of it. And as they've been absent for a long time, I think they want to produce a really nice album. So I'm guessing they will still take a bit of time.
It's okay. Every older group is taking too long now, so let's give them time. It's okay.
You can do it. Then Girls' Generation might come back with 8 members. I'm thinking,
wait, so 8 members?
9?
Who's missing?
Ah, Jessica. Jessica has been gone for a long time already.
So the policewoman is going to be part of it?
Yeah, I think everyone apart from Jessica has been out already before the few members decided not to resign with SM. So, but apparently they are all in talks together, and they are trying to find a time where they can schedule everyone together. So, yeah. Let's see if Girls' Generation is bringing the boys out.
I want something like the Little Touch or something.
Yes, me too.
I want some grown-up stuff, and I'm very excited about this. I have high expectations.
Yes.
Come on, Gigi.
Gigi. Okay, then GOT7 recently opened their new YouTube channel, and they dropped a song, which is called Encore, and actually it is really pretty. I mean,
yeah,
I'm not completely into GOT7. By now I know their names and their faces, and I know some of their songs, but I'm not a hardcore fan of theirs. But even I was sitting there watching it and reading the lyrics, I'm like, I have tears in my eyes. It was really pretty.
That's true. I thought so too when I watched it. I was multitasking. I was listening to it and doing something at the same time, and then I thought, no, wait. And I had to go back to my phone and sit in front of it and focus. And I thought,
so pretty.
So pretty indeed. Yeah. So if you haven't watched it, go watch it. GOT7 Encore. It's really pretty.
Yeah, even if you're not into their fandom or whatever, but it's still a pretty song, no matter what.
Yeah, independent.
And the video was also very cute with all these behind the scenes pictures. Yeah. So
that's true.
Then let's just name a few random comebacks that at least I've seen or debuted. So SHINee finally is back with Don't Call Me. It's not necessarily my song, but I'm pretty sure it will be still a hit for many people.
Yeah.
And then On and Off, thank God I finally know how to say their name. On and Off is back with Beautiful, Beautiful. It's a cute song, I think. So, and then Pixie debuted with a song called Wings. I'm going to say something about that later. The Boys came back with Breaking Dawn. I feel like everyone suddenly is there.
Also. Especially the Kingdom people.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, We Are.
With All or Nothing. I recently only just knew the Twilight. It was my song. I always, I don't know.
That's
was
true.
Stuck with that song. So now I have All or Nothing. And then Tribe with Doom Doom Ta.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these are also, this is also a new group. So they just debuted. So these are just things I came across. So, and most of them I liked actually. So if you are looking for new stuff, then give these a try.
Okay. I shall listen to Pixie. I shall listen to all of them. The only thing that I know from all that you named is Don't Call Me. I started listening to Beautiful, Beautiful yesterday, but I was so exhausted that it was hyperactive. Like, it sounded hyperactive to me in the beginning. I thought, no, this is for another time. But I want to watch it. Yeah.
Good. Then guess who's also back from hiding.
The dead.
EXO's Chanyeol shares first post in 4 months following alleged cheating controversy. So,
what do I have to say about this?
He tricked ya big time, you people.
You XOL, you cute little tiny fans. He buttered you up and down and sideways and diagonally and whatever you want. He tricked the hell out of you with his apology. He came and he said, "Oh, I'm really sorry for worrying my XOL. I apologize for causing you trouble." And then everybody was like, "Oh, welcome back, Tanya." Man, what did he apologize for? He did not apologize for the problem.
Yes, the thing is, so his supposedly ex-girlfriend accused him of cheating on her many times. You already had that news before in one of the podcasts. And now he has his apology, but fun fact, really, he did not apologize for any of these, really. He did not even mention it. He did not even say, "It's not true." Or, "It is true and I'm sorry." He just said, basically, "I'm sorry for not being around. And thank you for all your letters in between."
Which is not an apology.
So, and now everyone forgave him. And I feel like, basically, this confirmed to me that the girlfriend is true. She exists and she has been cheated on many times. Because if you hide for 4 months and then you come back and ignore the problem completely, then it
and
probably
a cute apology saying, "I'm sorry for worrying you."
So probably he didn't want to say it happened. Just, "I'm sorry." "I'm sorry you had to read all these." And that's it. And the fans fell for it, and I personally don't care.
That was no care, but I was laughing. I was like, "What the hell? You're so easy, you little fan."
Yeah, really.
But sure, why not? I mean...
Okay, well, Chanyeol, I personally forgive you, because I was not the person that she was cheated on, and I shall know that when I see you that
you have cheat potential.
You have cheat
and
potential.
Then I can decide whether to take a piece of Chanyeol
or not.
Leave it.
Exactly.
Take it or leave it.
Oh, also, by the way, he's heading to the army soon, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Great.
So let's see, maybe in 2 years, the army got the cheating out of him. Who knows? Maybe then he's ready.
Sure.
Okay. So the next news blew up big time on the Twitter also and everywhere. Actually, I feel like every media source in every country now kind of has talked about this.
And guess what? I missed it.
Yeah. it's about a German radio host that has been saying something quite stupid on his...
He really did not weigh his words.
Yes.
He did not know what he was...
yes, he he was basically comparing BTS to the COVID-19 virus. And then he just used quite the rude, stupid words in general about this. And all of this just to introduce the Coldplay Fix You song in the show, because BTS has been has covered that song in the MTV Unplugged show and got quite the attention with it. But so yeah, this German radio host went all out in enraging not just the amazingly huge fandom of the army. He managed to, I think, like even the ones that are not army, he managed to piss off basically every K-pop fan out there.
Yeah.
With what
he
said. Well,
understandably so, man.
So, and then the German fans have been translating what he said, and then this blew up big. Everyone knows what he said, and I think the radio station has been flooded with complaints about this.
It is.
I think they're trending Bayern 3
nice
racist ever since.
Yeah.
And also, I feel like a lot of stars, international stars, stepped out and talked about like how this is not okay. And you better don't.
So this is a big bang
yes
on his head.
Yes, I think also this has been coming with the topic of people suddenly hating on Asian people because of the COVID-19. Because
yeah,
that's somehow
true. It's a
they
huge thing in the US also.
Yes, because well, as it is supposedly to be like that, it started in China. Everyone blames the Chinese, and as for the stupid people, every Asian person is Chinese. Mm-hmm. They are all at fault.
They're all the same. Yeah.
Yes. So I think maybe this is a good thing somehow because it brought quite the attention on that topic also.
Yeah,
on there being
true.
Racism against Asians.
Yeah.
So then
there's racism against everyone, these people. Ugh.
Yes.
Yeah,
but
then,
well, this radio host messed with the wrong fandom and
yes, exactly. He could have said anything. But he messed with really the and I mean independently of BTS, if he would have said anything about any other Asian group, I would have been equally annoyed, to be honest.
Yes. It's not because it's BTS, it's just it was just not right. He said
it's wrong.
A little Good. Then I think our last news is about rapper Din Din, and he was in a radio show and then they were asked about relationships between older men and younger women, and he basically is against it, and he got a lot of anger for this. But I think people might have misunderstood him, because I think what he actually meant to say is, okay, if you're a young girl, so in your early 20s or around 20, he thinks you should not be dating guys that are like in their 30s or even older, because if you're 20, you're still quite young and you still you're very easy to be influenced on stuff,
mm-hmm.
as you are not
and you don't
a
know
grown
a lot about
person.
Things.
Yeah. Yes, and so, but these people in their mid-30s, they are quite, like, they're way more experienced already. They have
and mature and established.
Yes.
Also.
So and he just fears that the younger girls are easier to be influenced into stuff that they didn't want.
Yeah.
And that they should be careful about this. And actually, I agree. I mean,
I also agree.
I mean, there is a reason why also people are getting a bit shocked when you have like 14, 15-year-old girls dating a 20-year-old guy already. And this is just 6 years. So later on, if she's 30 and he's 36, no one would be saying anything. But between 14 and 20, there's already quite a gap in maturity.
Yeah, it's a brain and a body maturity and experience gap. It's everything. Yeah.
So basically, he just thinks that the younger people should date among each other just because, like, there can also be bad guys in with the younger guys for sure, but you can handle them better because they are also not fully grown up. So you can still push back. But then if you have a 36-year-old guy telling you you're too fat, you should lose weight and don't talk to this guy and blah, 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 blah. Mm. Then as a young person, you assume he knows what he's talking about and he's correct. And then you do whatever the hell that guy wants and you don't dare to push back. So I think he was misunderstood. Poor guy.
Yep, I think so too. And I personally agree with his opinion.
Yep. I mean, later on, if you are 40 and the guy is 55, no one cares because you're both already old.
Yeah. I mean, already with your example of 30 and 36, it's already mature enough. It's just that that's true, I think. Yeah. Especially early to mid-20s, a lot of people are still finding themselves and they still don't know about, like, don't know a lot about anything. So,
he just wants people to have a relationship when they are on the same level of maturity.
Maturity, yeah.
So, agreed. Yeah, I guess that's it with the news already.
Yep. So let's head to the next segment. Next segment is, or this segment is, likes and dislikes. What did you like this week?
I have actually two likes because I cannot decide, that's how I am. First, On and Off released a like song before their official comeback, which is called My Name Is. And it is very funny, actually. That's I watched true. The MV and I really liked it. And the song is basically telling you the names of every member of On and Off and explaining what kind of people they are. Mm-hmm. And it was really funny to watch. And for sure, it made me learn their names. I did not know anything basically about On and Off before. Now I know
you
their
know
names.
The names.
I know some faces and I know what they
That's
are doing.
Nice.
And
I only remember one name.
Yes, and then I think every K-pop group should have a song like this.
An
Not exactly this one, but an introduction song. Like, yeah, so at least I have a chance of memorizing a quarter out of their names. So I know stuff. It's nice. You have a song, it's 4 minutes long, and you know stuff. Yeah. Amazing. And the other thing is Pixie with their song Wings, because we read Pixie and the title Wings, and we thought, oh god, this is gonna be another one of these cute, lovely,
angelic
pretty girls, like the chi friend people in their prime of cuteness. But surprisingly enough, it's not like this whatsoever. The song has more quite of a creepy feeling to it. Mm-hmm. The MV also, the performance, and I really liked that they were telling a story with their dancing. It's not just a dance to look pretty. It has some feeling. It looks a bit like, I don't know stuff about dancing, but like some modern dance. I don't know. It's
you
really,
just liked it.
Yeah, I really liked it. And actually also I thought that they all had quite a stage presence for being there.
Nice.
Because
I'm going to watch their performance after we record this then.
Yeah, sometimes you have these groups and you think like, okay, these two people, they catch you and the rest looks just pretty. It's just there. But for this, I felt like they were quite all really capturing my
playing
attention.
Playing with the camera.
Yes, they did very well. So
That's
nice. Excited to see what they are going to do next. So,
cool.
Maggie Ninja, what is your like?
My like is... Key.
Key.
Shiny.
For his amazing fashion. For his bird head.
The bird head. No, but for real, this is so weird. I watched the performance video of the Don't Call Me song before even watching the MV or anything. So I just watched the performance video first. And I felt very... Like I was always looking at Key the whole time. Like there was some attraction thing, whether he was playing with the camera. I don't know what he was doing, but I texted you and I thought, and I told you, I think I found my like of the week, but I have no logical reason for it.
You no just like, you obviously just managed to capture your heart.
Exactly.
With his performance.
For the first time in a million years. Well, I also liked his one of his solo albums a lot, and I played it on repeat a lot, but I'm not in like a performance way or anything.
I think actually for Key, it's a bit of the confidence.
Yeah,
he's just very confident in what he's doing, because so I watched the MV of that Don't Call Me, and I told you that I thought, you know, nothing surprises me anymore in K-pop. You see all kind of weird stuff and you hear all kind of weird stuff, but somehow every time Shiny is back, I'm thinking, what the hell is this? Mostly often, I think, probably because of their fashion. And I was like, the video started, I was like, why is Mino not wearing a shirt? What the hell is this very red hair? Why is the red hair very long in his neck? And then it's like, oh, there's Onyo. Okay, you are fine. Okay, Taemin, a bit of a gangster, but you are fine. And then I was like, why the hell is Key a bird? Like, I had so many thoughts, like, what is happening? But yeah, you have to admit it's quite the drama. The whole song is, it reminded me a bit of a cabaret or something like that. Mm, I don't know why it had some feeling.
Being the
to
fashion
it.
And some of the images, also some of the pictures.
Yes, also
the
sounds. It's very, I think it's a very unusual sound for K-pop. It's very, like I said to you, I don't know, it's very intense. The sounds already in the song, and they are very intense. That's why for me it's a bit stressful sometimes to listen to the song, but it's still very good and their singing is amazing. So sure.
Yeah, key. And also key. And then apart from just that, because I watched more stuff after it, because I was like, okay, I would like to figure out why. But I think also I like his parts in the song the most, in the way he sings them. More
yeah,
than
his English is very good, man.
Yeah, Key speaks very good English anyways.
Yes, but still, you usually still don't hear good English in the SM songs.
That's
the
true.
End.
That, oh yeah, in the SM song. Oh yeah, absolutely.
Even if they can. I mean, with the SJ people sometimes in their songs, and you thought, okay, this is a song where Henry was in, and Henry is Canadian, man. If they still don't manage to have proper English in these songs.
Yeah, that's true. In NCT, sometimes some of the songs, even Mark is saying a sentence and you're like, seriously, bro? Were you too scared to correct them or what?
Oh, yeah, probably. So Key gets all the points for amazing English skills in the song.
Yes. Okay, what about dislikes? What didn't you like this week?
Well, probably I've seen it for many times, but this week I noticed it a lot. It's the grandpa fashion. What happened to the grandpa fashion?
What is grandpa fashion? Is it these
really,
brown
really,
things? Or?
Yeah, the brown pants or the white and crepe blazers with these things. Actually, okay, so if you have been watching the BTS performance of Fix You, that fashion.
Oh, I didn't. Okay, I'll watch it.
The whole fashion. But then also, I bought the fan event thing of Stray Kids that they had on VLive recently, and I watched it, and they also were wearing the grandpa fashion, I swear. The brown pants, the white and gray stuff, and I think, man, I'm pretty sure that I have, my grandpa was wearing stuff like this. It's not like they don't look good in it. It's just, who the hell put 20-something-year-old guys in this?
Oh, man, I can totally see that how they don't look good in it. I can imagine that they don't look good in this. It kills
everything. Yeah, I mean,
a
pretty face is not destroyed easily.
Yeah, but still, I mean, you can be pretty and plain.
Yes, and then actually it was very funny for the Stray Kids thing. Actually, they were performing a song. Which one was it? I forgot. Get cool, maybe get cool.
I don't know.
And I think they were still wearing that these outfits. And I thought, I'm very sorry if someone is dancing, even if you have a Felix dancing in these brown grandpa pants. He looks like he's wearing diapers or something. Like he looks like an old attaché that needs diapers.
See, I told you, it kills it to some extent.
Yeah. So this is my dislike. Please. Find the
grandpa fashion.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
Well, my dislike is a bit general here. It's what's with all the bullying allegations. I don't know if people have been following, but there recently, the past couple weeks, there's a lot of bullying scandals popping up one after the other. And each time it extends to a new member of a group or some actor or whatever, to some famous public figure. And then I disliked it because, first, if it's true that it's horrible, it's shitty. Second, if it's not true, then it's
also
shitty.
Shitty.
Yeah, because you're destroying an image of somebody who is working hard to have an image, and there is a lot at stake. Yeah, thank you. A lot in play and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, the whole bullying thing sucks anyways, but it seems like in Korea, like in the US also, it's a huge issue.
Yes.
So that is my dislike. And then I didn't like it to see every time I'm getting a notification of a new article saying, oh, and this person is receiving accusations of bullying, and that person... And somebody came up to clarify this, and somebody came up to say more about this. And I thought, why?
Yeah. I think there's a lot of stuff happening with this. That's why we also chose this for our topic for the next segment.
Yep. To have so it's a good transition. So see you there. Segment... 3 Is it three?
Yes.
This and that.
Or like, and as we, yes, or how we like to say, if you'd ask us.
Oh, if you'd ask us, I'm. We'll never get the hang of this podcast.
Yes,
we're episode 200, and we'll still be making the same new rules.
Okay, so like we mentioned already, this is about all these bullying scandals that are happening in Korea right now. And actually, it's really confusing because I feel like every day there is a new idol that is being accused, and then you have another classmate that steps up and says, no, that's not true, that's not how it happens. And then you have another person coming, yes, it is like this, I have a witness for it, for blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And then you have suddenly teachers coming up and saying, it's not exactly how it happened. And then you have the agency saying, no, it's not true, we are denying everything. And then, So yeah, by now, you have no idea what is true, what is not true, or whatsoever. But...
Can you give us some examples of people?
Well, I don't follow most of them a lot. So by now, Hyuna was accused. Kion from Monster X was accused. Chi Idol, Soojin was accused. Then who else? So many people. I think someone from Icon also. I think someone from The Boys was accused. From 17.
Mingyu, I think.
Yes. Also, Hyunjin from Stray Kids was accused. So there are many, many names thrown and well-known names. And I feel like... I think for someone already, there was like... It turned out that this person turned out like as an old guy who just pretended to be a classmate or whatever. So there's a lot of stuff happening. And it's a bit... stupid because what to say on this, so if it's true or not true, it's really,
I mean, it's quite the only thing that I know that, well, from what I've seen also here, is that JYP, I was gonna say P. JYP released something with Hyunjin about Hyunjin's case and said that they met with the people and then they apologized and they went into details of like, they talked it through. Teenagers do dumb shit, so there is high chance that actually Hyunjin didn't mean it, but there's also a chance that he meant it when he was bullying it, so who knows?
Well, the thing is, but if you ask me, so the kids in general. So if you start with babies are very self-centered, of course, because they're only taking care of themselves and they only think of their own needs. And so... as you grow over time into a human being, an adult, you learn stuff, how to handle the world, how to act in society. But kids are still very sucky at this, really. I mean, if you think about how many people hate their middle school or high school because they feel like the kids are assholes in their schools, I think this is happening a lot everywhere in the world. And I'm pretty sure it's just because kids don't properly know yet how to act with other people, how to be a good human being. They say stuff without noticing that it hurts other people. They do stuff without noticing what kind of consequences that has. So I think, kids are just mean.
Yeah, but the thing is, if it's kids and you learn as you go, it is true, but then that's where school education and also family education and as society education as well comes into play, because, well, it's true that kids can be mean and whatever, but they also need to be taught and need to understand this. So, okay, we're not going to go into education right now, but it is like... that's true. Middle school, people don't know. High school, people understand more. It's just that
how many
personality building and trying to impose yourself. Yes. And the fact that there are really nice people in high school means that
it is possible. Like,
yeah, there is this. It is possible to achieve. Of course, not everybody can be angelic nice or everybody can be demonic mean. Like, there is a spectrum everywhere. But it's important. I think it's important to teach this.
Yes.
Like, to start even from elementary school and teach the kids the implication of the words they say and the actions they do. It's not like a lot is not gonna stick. Mm. Who knows? Maybe, I don't know, but they need to be taught this.
Actually, I think it in Korea also it is really a problem also with the society already. So okay, for Hyunjin's case, for example, there was a teacher that stepped up and wrote a letter about what happened back then, and the teacher said apparently that the whole class that Hyunjin was in, it was very competitive, and a lot of stuff happened in there, and she said it's also not right for him to like have to deal with all of it by himself, because he was not by himself. So there were a lot of kids that were involved in this, and it was not just him, but it seems like the whole class was in a not very nice environment. Dynamics. I don't know. Yes. And I think in Korea, so we already talked about this a bit yesterday, but I think so in Korea, either something is good or something is bad. Like you don't have stuff in between. Someone is really pretty or someone is ugly. There is no someone is normal looking. Mm. You only have ugly or pretty people. And then someone is either successful or someone is a loser.
That's the words they use, right? That's how they qualify.
Yes.
Either you categorize as pretty or you categorize as ugly. There is
exactly. Or either you are successful or you're a loser because you're not successful enough. Mm-hmm. So these kind of things. And then also, for example, with the universities, that they have these universities that everyone wants to go in. And if you are not into these, then you're already doomed to not have a good job later, basically. I mean, where I'm from, there is no such thing as the university or the top three universities or whatever. So I think in Korea, they are, from a very early age, they are trained to be very competitive in a lot of things. And then also, if I'm thinking of the school system in Korea, I think these kids are very stressed out.
Yeah, they're under a lot of pressure.
They leave the house early in the morning at 7 and they return at, I don't know, midnight after they did their school, they did their after-school activities, they went to their, what's it called? Their...
Hakwon, their...
Yes.
Extra studies, I don't know.
Yes, exactly.
I don't know, second school, night school, whatever.
And then they go back to school and study in...
group studies, and then they have to be good at sports or be good at music or have something extracurricular.
So I think I can see how this is taking a toll on a lot of kids from the start already. And then like I said, this is for me, sometimes you need to have someone to look up to show you how to act. Sometimes, I mean, kids don't learn that by themselves how to interact, so you need to have some examples on how to act. But then I think it's a bit difficult. Also, Korea, I think for now, has been a society with probably one or two kids maximum a lot, so you already learn a different society order.
It's also in the parents. Yeah, it's a lot in the parents. That's what I'm saying. They need to teach these things.
Yes.
Because if you don't have older siblings to beat the shit out of you and to teach you these, that hitting someone hurts, then you don't. I mean,
yes. Actually, also I think
they have to have a lot of anti-bullying. They have to explain to the kids that these things hurt, and not just slapping someone in the face hurts, but also demeaning someone and talking bad to them. And this is something that you only learn by either facing it, or if you're super nice, super empathetic, that's the word I was looking for. Either you're super empathetic or you've been through it, you've been a victim, or it has to come through to your brain through repetition.
Yeah.
So I really believe that this has to go in as an education thing. If you see somebody bullying someone, they also need to teach people to stand up for each other, because that's a whole lot of another issue. Like, there could be one group of assholey kids that are bullying one person, and then 40 people from the whole like class year thing are just watching and not doing anything.
Yes. Yeah, I think so. Now I'm from a family, I have more than two siblings, I can tell you already. And if you are in a bigger family, you kind of learn these kind of things naturally, because everyone sometimes is a victim. Sometimes you get bullied by your siblings, and sometimes you are the person that is bullying, and sometimes you do something that hurts someone else, or you get hurt by someone. So you learn, okay, you can inflict pain on people, but it can easily be turned, and it's not a nice mm-hmm. feeling. So you know exactly yep. it's not nice when you are the victim of these
on
kind
the receiving
of things.
End.
So, and this makes you turn into someone that doesn't necessarily want to do it. I mean, it still happens, especially as a kid, because you are sometimes not in control what you're doing or you don't understand properly. But so you know the concept, and so you don't want to do mm-hmm. it. But now if you have a lot of single children, which in Korea is still also the case, where do they learn it from? They only get to hear from probably their parents how amazing they are, how they are the perfect human beings. And they are not like they are not exposed to the feeling of someone telling them your ugly face.
Yeah.
Or something like this.
They are very sheltered, actually. They are very, very sheltered.
Yes.
And then they go to school and it's a whole.
And then you have basically like,
way.
What, 20 plus people that all are from a sheltered thing or a lot of mm-hmm. it. And then they need to suddenly figure out how to behave in a group of people. And where everyone wants to be the it person, it's mm-hmm. I imagine it's really difficult. And then I think that's how these kind of things happen, that they just don't understand that moment that they actually hurt people with what they are doing, because
yeah.
they don't understand
I
it.
I mean, yeah, not, they don't get it. Yeah. They are just under a lot of, especially for high schoolers. I think because I honestly think that middle to high schoolers are the meanest.
Yeah.
Honestly. Because then they start to understand, but then they are all under this impression of being the top gang. I'm so cool. Nobody can reach me. Look at me. Blah, blah, blah. And these people are all suckers compared to me or whatever. And it's also part of growing up, but it's the wrong way to do it. I mean, every person has to learn how to impose themselves, but they also need to be aware of what they're doing. They need to be made aware, because they'll never be aware by themselves
yeah.
unless they are suddenly receiving that thing.
Yes, and actually, I think a big problem is often enough, there is no person to stand up anymore.
Yes.
I feel like back in my school, you always had at least one person. So sometimes you had like slight attempts of bullying, like they never got big in our class, for example, but you always had at least one person that stood up and said, hey, people, stop it. This is really stupid and mean. And I feel like these people are missing a lot, probably because they also don't learn that you need to maybe just tell them to stop now. But so for me, if within my family, so you have two siblings fighting each other mean, and then you have always one, even can be even a younger person telling their older siblings, please stop it. Really mean. Because I mean, as a younger
yeah.
kid, you also get scared when your older siblings are fighting like this.
Fighting, yep.
So you also try to intervene. So I feel like, yeah, there's a lot of stuff getting lost because people don't properly learn how
yeah,
to
yeah, because they don't
act.
Learn it in the family. So that needs to come from the school, I guess, honestly. That's it. Or the family, the parents have to make extra efforts in teaching their kids that. But sometimes, actually, it's also the parents' fault that their kids turn into crazy psychos because of all the pressure that they put on them of needing to be the best in school, and who cares about friends, and every person is your competition, and you're the prettiest, who cares about that, and this and that. And
yeah.
And if you believe that your parents are behind you, then you're going to turn into a horrible human being. Or if you hate that and you have so much stress, also it might, like, chances are high that you're also going to turn into a bad human being, because you're going to need to let all this anger out, and there is no one to, I mean, there is no way apart
yeah.
from.
And then actually I also think it's probably because the victims themselves, they are often too scared to say anything. When
yes,
actually in reality, I noticed, so okay, in my class, for example, I had some times where some people were talking bad things about me behind my back, which, you know how they do it in a mean way, where you're sitting, for example, you're sitting in class in front of them and they're talking like literally behind your back. They whisper to each other like loud enough for you to hear it, but in a way that you know you're not part of this discussion, but they want you to hear. So stuff like this.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people tend to just not say anything. For me back then, I think I waited until the class was over and then I turned and then I said, okay, excuse me, what the hell is this? Can you not do this? And actually, I remember their faces. They were so shocked that I just said something. Mm-hmm. And I think this is already most often enough. It's really scary to tell people, okay, shut up. This is really mean and painful and whatever, because, well, they might laugh in your face and then it gets even worse. I think that's what people are afraid mostly of. But often enough, but just saying stop it already is enough.
Yeah, but depending on the gang that you're fighting.
Yeah, sure.
Sometimes it can be really scary if you saying something is going to lead to actual physical pain.
Yes.
And that happens. Remember a few years ago, that actor who had his nephew end up in coma or like a, like, was it a brain coma or something like this? Because he was in high school and he was beaten up like... So
yeah, but I think most often it is already enough to just say something. But as people tend to not say anything, also these kids don't learn. So now if you have, for example,
you go for
a person like Hyunjin. Okay, so now apparently he met up with his classmates and they were talking, and he also released a handwritten apology and saying like that he's very sorry. He didn't, like, obviously he didn't understand how he was hurting people and he didn't intend to. So if it happened like this, he's sorry about it. And so I feel like for some people, if they would have been told, actually, what you're doing is really hurting me, maybe at that moment they would have understood and they could have learned it already earlier. I mean, now, later on, you grow up. For example, you have Hyunjin, and he grew up now and he's not doing these kind of things whatsoever anymore. But now he's faced with the thing that people are saying he was being so mean to them that they thought about killing themselves. He probably must feel also really, really shitty about it, because he didn't even realize what he was doing.
That's why I'm saying they need to be made aware of the consequences of what they are doing. But there's always, like, it's really tricky.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you can, if somebody is not aware of what they're doing, then you can get away from it by clarifying it to them. But if the person doesn't care and then you're telling them, oh, this hurts me, that it's going to escalate even badly.
Could,
and lead to more stuff. But nonetheless, I mean, that's why either you stand up for a person from the beginning,
yes,
and then you don't let it go. And then if everybody stands up to a group of 4 bullies, then you have 30 people from the class standing up, then what the hell are they going to do? And also the school system, like the teachers and the supervisors, they really need to interfere in these kind of things.
Yeah.
Which I think in Korea, they are not really, or they were not really doing it. They were just batting an eye, like, okay, stop doing this, and then just scolding them. Yeah, okay, whatever.
Mm.
But then it escalates more and more and more. And
yeah,
I think there need to be more...
classes
effort.
About it, yes.
Yes,
well, if you don't have a society where kids learn it naturally because maybe they have a lot of siblings or something, and it happens, I can promise you it happens automatically. If you have a lot of siblings, you learn these kind of things. But if you don't have it like this, well, then you need to figure out a way how to teach it, either in kindergarten already or whatever, in school. Or
from the very beginning all the way until they leave school, because honestly, it's horrible. And
yes.
And Korea seems to be one of the countries where when it goes bad, it goes really bad. Like, it's normal to beat the shit out of a kid.
Yeah.
In an alley somewhere, and then...
Yeah.
And they're... Yeah, but...
So, I think also, the teachers should be taking better care.
More.
And then actually, I think there was also one case of one of the kids that was bullied. I don't know who that person was bullied by anymore. I forgot. So many news, but so apparently that kid came home with a mean injury, like a cut on her face and stuff like this. And you know, the mom just basically said, let's not tell your father. Yeah, so see? Then you have the parents that instead of going and, for example, meeting with the parents of the other kid and said, your kid did this to mine, like to, or go to the school and said, excuse me, what is happening in the school? My kid came back home mm-hmm. like this. No, they are yeah. afraid that their kid might be a loser. So they just don't speak about it and they just pretend it didn't happen.
Yeah, and that is wrong because that's how it escalates, because then the bully realizes easily that this person is an easy target and I could make fun of them as much as I want. What can they
do? There are no consequences, yeah. I think that this is not just about the kids being mean kids. There is more issues to this.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure some of these like people that are now in that scandal, probably some of them did some bad stuff, some of them probably yeah, didn't. Sure. But well, this is also
some meant it, some didn't mean it. It's really impossible to get down to the bottom.
And now
of
you
this.
Can I either mean, either hate them completely or hope that they learn something, or that they already learned something by now. I mean, they are not 16 anymore; they are already older by now.
That's true.
So I'm guessing people deserve second chances if they get something yeah. out of this. Yeah.
And for sure, if there is an attitude scandal, you'll hear about it.
Yeah.
If the bully is not did not leave their body, if there is an attitude scandal, you'll hear about it yeah. for sure. I mean, for example, apparently Hyuna, like the P Nation, completely denied that, saying that it never happened and stuff like that. And she was never like this. And it's always she has always been rumored about it. Okay, I mean,
actually, for some of them, I think it's also jealousy. I mean, I don't know which one,
for
like I
sure.
said, I don't know which one really was a bully or not or whatever. And I also think they all might have been bullies, who knows? But yeah. I think some of them, so if you have a really pretty face, if you're really handsome, if you're really talented, I mean, this is Korea.
I mean,
Hyuna
started
exposed to a lot
practicing
of jealousy.
And being a trainee quite early also,
yeah.
and she became famous
so
quite
also
early.
Now
so
now, if you look at a person like Hyunjin, I mean, his face is basically already so pretty that I can see how people are really jealous of him. And then also a problem of his, I mean, now... When I watch some stuff, I don't know their true character. No one knows true characters of idols. But if you watch him, I think, okay, first, he might have a resting bitch face. Really? So if he does not smile and he's just looking, people might feel intimidated by him for sure. And then I think he has some a bit weird humor sometimes. I feel like sometimes he says stuff and I think, huh? What? But then I'm pretty sure that if you're already intimidated by him and then he's saying something weird like this, then you probably might take it also the wrong way. Maybe he did not even intend to mean it like it seems to you. Yeah. Yeah. So I think some people are also just misunderstood sometimes and yeah. There's a whole
yeah, well,
issue about this.
Lot,
and school
yes,
life sucks
and
in general.
It's impossible to get to the like the bottom of this, and we are not bringing this news to say this one is wrong, this one bullied, and this one didn't. That's absolutely not true because we'll never know. But
just to
yeah,
give maybe
I mean,
a bit of an insight about Korean culture in this situation,
yeah.
sometimes also
yes.
student life. It's
yeah.
yeah.
I mean, if you watch dramas, also there's a lot of dramas that either handles this first-handedly or always bring it up if it's high school stuff. So
yeah. So
yeah,
I think
yeah.
you have to understand like that. Not all of them are being mean people. They
yeah.
yeah, yeah.
And not all of them are perfect angels. And then,
but
if you're gonna have kids someday,
do better.
Please be aware that this yes, that this is an issue, and then include it in the education of your kids.
Yeah. So if you'd ask me. I think people need to put more attention on how to treat each other, and especially
yep.
for kids, teach them. Don't let your kid, just because it's your kid and it's your precious treasure and princess or whatever, don't let them get away with everything on these kind
yep.
of things, because your kid also can do stuff wrong. So, yeah. I mean, that's the easiest thing in the world. Two kids come running into your direction. Both of them are crying. And they're like, this one did this, and this one did this. Don't just take the side of your kid because it's your kid. You should get to the bottom of this and help the kids to understand what is wrong and what is not wrong, how to treat people and how not to treat people. Yeah.
That is true. And if your kid comes to you saying that somebody hurt them or something said something to them or something like this, take it seriously and listen to them, because a lot of these issues happen because kids are distant from their parents and they don't feel safe enough to talk to them.
And on the other hand, also, I think if you are a victim of bullying, you also should tell someone.
Speak, yes. I mean, you don't have to tell your bullies right away, but tell people.
Yes, I think probably they feel ashamed that this is happening to them and they think they did something wrong and whatever. Or they might also be scared that if someone knows about this, it gets even worse.
Mm.
But I think you should not be afraid to ask for help. This is also something that you learn within a big family, that you now kids don't learn it that much anymore. Because for me, so in my family, I'm the youngest. So for me, it was completely natural. If someone is bullying me on elementary school, for example, we had a boy who was very tall and very violent in his behavior. And he was pushing girls a lot and hitting them, basically. And man, I ran so fast to my older siblings to get them, because it is so normal. Like, there's always someone that is older that can help you,
protect you,
and it is so normal.
Yeah, a trustworthy person. That's what I'm saying.
Please go and ask for help. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah. And if you have never bullied anyone and you have never experienced bullying and you don't really understand how it is, listen to some testimonies. For example, what you said, the mindset of Eric Nam, you said was quite... Yeah, listen to that. You'll just from hearing it, it's going to get to you a bit, and then bottle up the courage to stand up.
Yes, exactly.
For those who cannot stand up for themselves, help them.
Yes, exactly. Okay.
All right. With this
heavy topic,
let's head to the last segment. Last segment, hit me.
Yes.
This week, we would like to continue in the same topic, more or less.
Yes. So if your idol does something wrong, something bad, would you want to know the truth or not? So let's say
if you hear accusations or if you hear rumors about your idol, would you want to really know
in the case of all these bullying people? So if one of them actually did that, would you prefer them to just pretend it never happened, or would you actually appreciate it if they would come out and say, okay, actually I really did this, and I know by now it was wrong, and I'm very sorry, and I'm gonna meet up with the people and then gonna apologize, and I know it doesn't make it right in that moment.
Or they're gonna say, I bullied that person and I don't care. This could also be the truth, right?
Could also be the truth. Or in Chanyeol's case with the cheating, would you prefer to never know that he's cheating, or would you be all right with him telling, okay, actually, I'm very sorry that happened. I shall reflect on myself.
And I might do it again.
Or I might do it again. I mean, really? Or if your idol turns out to be, I don't know, a drug addict or something like this. Would you think...
Well, a drug addict would be outed out very quickly.
Yeah, I mean,
Korea,
if he would now admit I have this problem and I'm in therapy about it or something, would this person be out of your love easily? Because then, okay, he's a mean,
shit-shot
evil person. Or would you say it is very courageous for him to actually stand up and say the truth and working on his issues? What is your opinion on
so
this?
So let us know. Would you want to know the real truth, or would you prefer to stay happily in denial?
Exactly.
All right. With this, we reach the end of the episode. Thank you for listening. And until now, let us know what you think. And you hear from us next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.